And you're listening to 90.3 KEDM Monroe, a public radio service of the University of Louisiana Monroe. For those of you joining us via radio tonight, we're in a room full of people at Louisiana Delta Community College. We're hearing from the candidates for the 5th Congressional District. The next question, I believe, goes to you, Mr. Robinson. Where can Louisiana lead the nation? And how would you work to get us there? What's something that we could be a leader in?
Louisiana can be a leader in anything, especially the 5th District. The geographical district itself, we have tons of farmland. We've got the Ouachita River. It butts right up to the Mississippi River. Here in Ouachita Parish alone, we have state-certified sites that we work hard as a community. Both chambers work with us, the police juries, the mayors of the cities, to get these sites certified to, I hate to use the word lure, but that's what it is, to lure large companies in here that will bring good jobs, high-paying jobs, long-term jobs to our area. And that's, we fit that. We have pieces of property right here in Ouachita Parish and all over the district that they have access to interstate, to rail, to water. The workforce is here. I can tell you from the amount of people unemployed right now, there are plenty of folks looking to go back to work, and we can be a leader in any industry we decide to go. We just got to get them here.
All right. Scotty Robinson. Mr. Matt Hasty, what can Louisiana lead the nation in, and how would you work to get us there?
The reason that I love this, the reason that I love my home so much is not only the beauty that you see, it's the work ethic. It's the idea that if you want something, you've got to go out and get it. And if you can put that to work on any problem, there's nothing you can't do. We have a lot of rural area in Louisiana. And one thing we don't talk about a lot anymore is oil, okay? We've let the global warming conversation hijack it. But if you put that aside for a minute, we can all remember that one day, oil is going to run out. We all know it. So why not now start investing in those renewables? How many square miles of rural real estate in Louisiana could be converted into solar panels? I can tell you that there's plenty to put up enough to power the entire state. We've just got to reorient the way we're thinking. Now you're talking about infrastructure jobs. You're talking about engineer jobs, administrator jobs. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Matt Hasty. Mr. Martin Lamell, Jr., where can Louisiana lead the nation, and how would you work to get us there?
Well, again, I'm proud to be at Louisiana Delta Community College, and I think we can lead the world in education. If you think about college beginning in preschool, Louisiana can expand its K-12 system first to pay its teachers better, a livable wage, and focusing on teachers retaining quality education in the classroom. Second, expanding access in our community and technical college system. There are many systems throughout the world that offer that education level for free. We should look at that. And solving the student debt crisis. For those college students that are in here, you're getting maybe a pause on your student loans, and those who've graduated, we've got to solve the student debt crisis so that Louisiana can ultimately educate everybody in this state in a way that returns an investment, leads to job growth, and leads to sustainable careers right here in Louisiana. Let's focus on education, and Louisiana will grow.
Thank you, Martin Lamell, Jr. Mr. Philip Snowden, where can Louisiana lead the country, and what would you do to get us there?
We can lead the nation in our effort to rebuild our infrastructure, particularly as it relates to technology. It would do us quite well, and it would make it possible for companies that use knowledge to run their industry to come in and employ many of our kids that are leaving to go to Dallas and Houston, Atlanta, New York, even California, as costly as it is to live out there. So we need to focus on improving our technological infrastructure. By doing so, we put people to work, just putting in the fiber optic lines and making all of those connections to the businesses and to homes. We can make ourselves tops in that area. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Philip Snowden. Luke Letlow, the question goes to you next. Where can Louisiana lead the nation? And if elected, what would you do to get us there?
When God made Louisiana, he gave us all the fruit that we needed. He gave us a beautiful Mississippi River, gave us the greatest fertile land in the world, gave us logging and timber. He gave us row crops. He gave us manufacturing jobs that we've got now. We take those raw goods and we make things out of them. We lost those jobs 2 decades ago to China, but they're now coming back. That's where we can lead. The NIH started in Lake Providence, Louisiana. We can lead in healthcare, rural healthcare. We can also lead in solving the problems of poverty. I'm a Republican. Republicans don't often talk about poverty, but I'm passionate about it. I want to see this district change, and I want to be part of the solution. I want to go to Washington, and I want to help solve those problems. You elect Luke Letlow, we'll get to the top of a lot of good lists. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Luke Letlow. Candy Kristoff, the question next goes to you. Ma'am, where can Louisiana lead the nation? And if elected, what do you do to get us there?
Louisiana has held the title of incarceration capital of the world for decades, not because our people were the worst in the world, but because Louisiana a long time ago chose to make mass incarceration our economic industry. There's a song that goes, "I can only imagine." The 5th Congressional District is a diamond in the rough. We are geographically located where we can have manufacturing plants. We can have destination tourist attractions right here where people of low skill and high skill can work and have careers here. We can have people, if we adopted the concept where everybody's working, hire locally, and everybody's working, then we can really lead in an area where we should be leading at. When everybody's working, everybody wins. And the 5th District is the perfect district to have a manufacturing plant, a destination area for us to go to.
Thank you. And let me make sure I'm up here doing, you may see me trying to figure out where we're going next. Everybody got a crack at that one, right? All right. At this time, I want to bring Jay Curtis back up, KEDM General Manager. I want to remind everybody, this time you get to elect a president, a U.S. Senator, a representative. There are judges, public service commission positions, district attorneys, city marshal, amendments. Your local elections for our radio listeners could have lots of different things on it, so check out your ballot. And in just a second, we'll get to closing statements.
Thank you, Corey. Has this been a useful evening for you so far? I hope so. I hope so. This is the kind of event that KEDM exists to be able to produce. Obviously, our main goal and our main focus is elevating Northeast Louisiana, the reputation for that we have for who we are, and bringing you world-class news, to bring you the best local, state, national, and international news, to bring you great music, and to celebrate the music of Louisiana, the music of the Delta in our music program called The Boot. But we also want to bring events like this that connect people to candidates, that connect people and have rational, thoughtful, insightful discussions of the issues. That's part of what we do every single day, 365 days a year. I hope that this has been a good example tonight of why KEDM is worthy of financial support. We get support from many different directions, but the most important one, the one that gets leveraged the most dollar for dollar, is individual contributions. For you, that might be $15 a month. For you, that might be a one-time gift of $100. The important thing is that you do help participate in this conversation, help fuel the fire, the passion that we have for bringing those great, insightful conversations, fact-based, reliable journalism throughout the year and the years to come. We're coming up on our 30th anniversary in next spring, and we want to be able to celebrate that in a way of not just doing what we've been doing, but expanding our coverage, being able to bring deeper coverage, be able to bring more community events, more insightful, impactful things for our specific region. NPR does a fantastic job, but there are lots of models that we can capitalize on. But what it takes is it takes the funding and the individual support from listeners and viewers like you. So join us right now. Make a gift on your way out. Make a gift when you get to your car. If you're listening on the radio right now, make a gift from where you are, kedm.org. There's a big red donate button. Lots of information on the website that you can peruse. Why KEDM is worth your financial support today. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, we're at Louisiana Delta Community College. When we come back, I've got a lightning round question. We didn't tell you about that. Just had a couple of good ones left in my pocket we got to get to the bottom of, and then we'll get closing statements. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. All right. So we're just taking a little quick break there for our listeners. All right, gang, lightning round. Just give me a couple of words for an answer, okay? And we're just going to run through a couple of issues, and we'll move on. Let's see. Who did we stopped with you, right, Mr. Robinson? Okay. So we'll go with you, Mr. Hasty. This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. I'm the News and Public Affairs Director at KEDM, and tonight we're live with the candidates for the 5th Congressional District election coming up in about 28 days, and we're at Louisiana Delta Community College this evening. All right, I'm throwing you a curveball with a lightning round. We're just going to get a couple of words for an answer, okay? We'll start with Mr. Hasty. We're less than 30 days from the election. Where do you stand on the Amy Coney Barrett nomination? Should we proceed or wait?
The President and the Senate are elected to 6 and 4 year terms.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Hasty. Mr. Lamell, the Amy Coney Barrett nomination, should we proceed or wait?
One word, wait.
Thank you. Mr. Philip Snowden, Amy Coney Barrett nomination for Supreme Court, proceed or wait?
We should wait.
All right. Mr. Luke Letlow, Amy Coney Barrett, proceed or wait?
Confirm her tomorrow.
All right. Ms. Candy Kristoff, proceed or wait?
Wait.
And Mr. Scotty Robinson, Amy Coney Barrett, proceed or wait?
Proceed.
All right. Had another one in my pocket. All right, Mr. Lamell, this one goes to you. Just a couple of quick ideas. What are two challenges Louisiana faces? And
first challenge, we've got a challenge with access to rural broadband. 25% of students who had to pivot and learn from home didn't have access to the internet. We've got to solve the rural broadband crisis in Louisiana. A second challenge is we have got to bring jobs here to Louisiana that represent a livable wage and allow our students and our families to grow and thrive right here in Louisiana.
All right, Mr. Snowden, a couple of challenges that we face in Louisiana.
The first and foremost challenge is COVID-19. If we don't fix that, we're in for a difficult time. Second, though, would be education. We really need to bring up the level of our education so that we're on par with any state in the country, and we can do that with the appropriate funding.
Thank you, Mr. Snowden. Mr. Luke Letlow, two challenges the state of Louisiana faces.
We have far too many people leaving Louisiana to go to Texas, Florida, Georgia, anywhere but here. I want to fight to make sure my kids and your kids live in this same area, in the same district when they grow up. That's one of the issues. We've got to make sure jobs and opportunities come here. Second, we've got to have infrastructure so that businesses want to locate here and that current businesses can thrive.
All right. Ms. Candy Kristoff, two challenges the state of Louisiana faces.
We have lost over 5,000 souls. It's 5,000 somebody. We have a problem with COVID. I lost my mom at 60 years old, 5 months and 4 days. My dad died at age 49. Family is everything. We need to take care of each other. The other issue is we need opportunities for employment. Bible says if a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. We got plenty that want to work, but the opportunity's not there.
Thank you. Mr. Robinson, two challenges Louisiana faces.
The first one is infrastructure. If we improve and improve our infrastructure, it brings the jobs that we need here. It entices business to come because we have good, solid, workable infrastructure in place. The second thing I agree is rural broadband. Coming from an education family, my wife's a school teacher. Specifically, she is a VIP teacher, which is the students who are learning from home right now. And out of her 170 students, she's lost count on how many can't log in because of poor internet connections or no internet connection.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Hasty, two challenges Louisiana faces.
The biggest problem in America right now is the descending spiral of division that's being perpetuated by a media that uses it for ratings and politicians that use it for votes. But for the 5th District specifically, the biggest problem is poverty. It's the same problem it was 20 years ago when I joined the military. Today it's still the number one problem. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, everybody got a crack at that one too, right? Which now brings us to the fun part, closing statements. And we, earlier tonight, used a little randomizer app and pushed the button, and it says that Miss Candy Kristoff is first to make our closing statements this evening. And, Mammy, you're going to have 2 minutes to make a closing statement.
If you want something different, you got to do something different. I offer a unique perspective. As a woman, a mother, a grandmother, as a business owner of multiple business, as a licensed clinical social worker and addiction counselor, as nonprofit experience as an executive director, I will use all of those skills and experiences to be able to solve complex problems in our complex world in Washington. I am a traditional woman with traditional values that is key for this Bible Belt district. And we need to know our candidates because who we put to represent us does matter. You don't have to worry about me ever embarrassing District 5 or Louisiana. You won't ever have to worry about that. I'm Candy Kristoff, number 33 on your ballot. Integrity, transparency, and honesty are the cornerstones of my being. I say enough is enough of being deceived by the games of old politicians in smoke-filled rooms who are grooming their new politicians to continue to play games with the fate and the lives of those in District 5. If you want something different, you've got to do something different. I'm Candy Kristoff, number 33 on your ballot, and I say to all of the women, congratulations, we now celebrate 100 years of being able to vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kristoff. Mr. Scotty Robinson, 2 minutes for a closing statement, sir.
Thanks, sir. There's a question I get pretty often. I get asked, and I got asked on my way in here tonight by a young lady, actually, why I got into politics. And I have the same answer, and it's always been the same. I didn't get into politics. I got into public service. I really enjoy public service. I like working for people. I like people that will wake up at 10 o'clock at night and think about a pothole they hit on the way home from work and say, I can call Scotty, he'll fix that, and know that I'll answer the phone. I appreciate everyone here coming tonight and listening and listening. And a lot of you I know are here with a particular candidate, but that's important. The public needs to be engaged. You need to review your candidates, listen to what everyone has to say. You know, I know there's Republicans and Democrats up here, but it's all good people. You know, and it's putting yourself out there to serve. It's hard to do. I've done it. I'm on my ninth year as a police chief here in Wichita Parish. But know that without your involvement, without the listeners and the people here, and it's your civic duty to vote. Listen to what people have to say. Look at their history and know that your vote does count. It really hurts my feelings when someone says, well, my vote doesn't count. That's already been decided. That is not true. I can give you a list. I'm a political nerd. I like to look at upset races and who didn't think they could ever win, and this guy did, and this is not a coronation. You don't get to leave an office and pick your replacement. You don't get to say, this is who is next. This is the line. That's the politics that I don't like. This is an election. The people decide, and that's you. I'm Scotty Robinson. I end every one of my statements the same way. My phone number is 318-235-0672. Call me. If you don't live in Wichita Parish, call me. If you don't live in Louisiana, you can call me. I'll answer the phone. I don't have a secretary. I don't have a campaign phone. It's this phone right here. It's the same one my mama calls me on. I want to work for you. I'm Scotty Robinson. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Robinson. Mr. Matt Hasty, sir, 2 minutes for a closing statement.
Actions, not words. If that's what you take away, one thing away from what I'm about to say, actions, not words. I want the vote of every single person in Louisiana's 5th District. That's why if you drive around this district and you don't see a sign with Matt Hasty's name on it, you need to get your eyes checked. With my actions, I showed you I wanted your vote. I'm here at every event I've been invited to because I want your vote. Not because you're a Republican, not because you're a Democrat, because I don't live in the United States of Republican or Democrat. I live in the United States of America. And in Louisiana's 5th District, we need to remember that these two parties are not our country. When I look you in the face and tell you that if Congress does not pass a budget, they should sleep on cots and eat MREs until they do, I can look you and say that with a straight face because I've done it. Where I come from, if you don't do your job, you don't get to go home. I can look you in the face and tell you that I'm not going to be beholden to any donors or anyone besides the voters of the 5th District. And with my actions, I've shown you that. That's why you don't see me at fundraisers. We had a few in the early days just to buy signs, but you won't see $600,000 worth of TV commercials with my name on them. In a district with a median income of $35,000, I don't know how anybody could spend that kind of money. But with my actions, I'm showing you I'm different. Our politicians have lost our trust. And with my actions, I'm going to act like it. That's why we've got 100% financial transparency. That's why you'll have a streaming webcam in your congressional office. That's why you'll have a daily briefing with your congressman to ask any questions you want, get any updates you want, because they have lost our trust, and we need to start acting like it. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Mr. Matt Hasty. Mr. Martin Lamell, 2 minutes, sir, for a closing statement.
Well, good evening, everyone, and it's been a pleasure to be with you this evening. Thank you for putting on this forum. I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge my namesake who dropped in and surprised me, my dad, Martin Lamell Sr. So thanks, Dad, for always being here. When I think about why I'm running for Congress, it is because we need accountable, competent, and transparent leaders. As I heard our panelists this evening, I'm very pleased to be a part of such a talented group. This intelligent woman and these smart men, we're working hard to earn your support. And ultimately, one of us will be your next congressional leader. And so hold us accountable. Make sure that we are always competent and transparent. This election is not about Democrat or Republican. It is about putting our country before politics. While I am proud to be the Democratic endorsed candidate in this race, I will be the congressional leader for everyone in the 5th, working across the aisle to build consensus and deliver results for this district. Mr. Letlow's right. For far too long, this district has been one of the poorest in the country. It's unacceptable. And we need a new path forward, one that is going to focus on rural development, access to broadband, expanded health care, ensuring that children who graduate from Louisiana institutions can have Louisiana jobs. Again, I'm Martin Lamell. Thank you so much for having us here tonight. I'm reminded of the words and commandments of Jesus. He said, initially, love the Lord with all your heart. Second, love your neighbor as yourself. I love you so much. I'd love to be your congressman. Martin Lamell, number 38 on the ballot, martinlamell.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's Martin Lamell, Jr. Mr. Philip Snowden, sir, 2 minutes for a closing statement today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're at the crossroads. We can stay where we are now, which is where we were roughly 68 years ago when I was a child. Or we can make a path for a brighter future. How is that accomplished? It's accomplished with common sense solutions to our ongoing issues. But it's accomplished with all of us working together. I'm going to give you just a couple of instances, but there are many things that we can work on. Let's look at health care, improving the Affordable Care Act to afford many who are out of a job now. and are in the midst of a ravishing coronavirus. They need quality health care. We need to improve the Affordable Care Act. Healthier people can more fully contribute to society. We should reform, not defund our police. Then we can forego spending hard-earned tax dollars on lawsuits. And we can be better in some cases than what we are. We don't need the embarrassment of some of our bad apples. We can make the 5th Congressional District a sought-after place to live, work, raise a family, and retire. With your backing and through faith, we can do this, we will do this. And remember to vote Philip Snowden, number 41 on the ballot, for Louisiana's 5th Congressional District, and go to philipsnowden.com.
Thank you, Mr. Snowden. Luke Letlow, 2 minutes, sir, for a closing statement.
Thank you. First, I'd like to just say, as a 14-year-old, I used to read our local Richland Beacon newspaper. I used to read a column by a guy named Mike Foster, who ran for governor. He wrote to every community in this state, talked about what he wanted to do and who he would represent. It's a Democrat that turned into a Republican, best governor of my lifetime. So I want to first remember his family as we've lost him in his death. Look, I'm the only candidate in this race that drives down a dirt road to get home every day. Now, why does that matter? Because this is a rural district, 24 parishes, largely rural. I'm the only candidate that's helped write an ag bill. I am the ag candidate in this race. I understand ag policy, and I will represent all those issues on day one when I go to Washington. I'm also the only candidate endorsed by Congressman Ralph Abraham, Congressman Garrett Graves, Congressman Kevin McCarthy, local sheriffs, local mayors all across this district. But the most important endorsement I have is yours. Those listeners on the radio, those who are watching on Facebook, I want your support. I want your endorsement. I've worked hard in this campaign to earn your respect and for you to get to know me. I've been to every parish, and I'll be in every parish again before this election's over with. I'll represent all of this district, black and white, southern, central, northern, Republican, and Democrat. I love this district. I would be honored to serve you in Congress. And lastly, I would like to thank my wife, Dr. Julia Barnhill Letlow, who is with me tonight. Together, we will work to make sure that you are represented well in Congress. Finally, I'll just say this. I want you to go to bed at night, and I want you to feel good about your country. I want you to know that your future is bright. And I want you to go to bed well-fed and well-housed. I want you to wake up the next day and look forward to that day, to look forward to the opportunity in front of you. As your congressman, I'll fight to make sure that you have those opportunities and that you have that comfort each night. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Luke Letlow. Just a few quick notes again, candidates. Thank you for just putting up with running. I get the bell. I think nobody got the bell tonight, too. We did good. Oh, you got the bell. Okay. We want to say thanks for you just putting up with running. It's a big process, and we appreciate you all being here. This is a gigantic district. I was looking on the map. Our district's bigger than a lot of states, and we appreciate you taking time coming from Central Louisiana, South Louisiana, or just right down the street, wherever you're from. I'm Corey Crow. You've been listening to our Meet the Candidate forum. To find out more about our candidates, you can visit sos.la.gov. You can also go to the GoVote app, find out about the elections and more. And we hope to see you back next Tuesday.